Topic 5.14 is to outline the causes of global warming, including the role of greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane in the greenhouse effect. Now, the greenhouse effect is a perfectly normal and much wanted phenomenon in the Earth. If we didn't have the greenhouse gases and the insulatory effect of the atmosphere, then we'd be about minus 30 Celsius on the Earth's surface, which is, you know, quite different to what we're used to. Normally, the solar radiation that we get from the sun passes through the atmosphere. About half of the solar radiation that reaches the Earth's surface is absorbed. Some of the radiation is reflected by the atmosphere, some of it's reflected by the Earth's surface. Of the radiation absorbed, some of it is converted into heat energy, and that causes the emission of long-wave infrared radiation back into the atmosphere. Some of the infrared radiation passes through the atmosphere and out into space, but, this is the crucial bit, some of it is absorbed and re-emitted by the greenhouse gas molecules. And that bit is the greenhouse effect. It's the re-emitting from absorbing of that infrared radiation. Okay, it's not bouncing it back, it's absorbing and re-emitting. So water absorbs in the region of 4,000 to 7,000 nanometers. Carbon dioxide absorbs 13,000 to 19,000 nanometers. And this infrared is re-radiated back to the Earth's surface. Don't consider that water is not a big deal. Water is absolutely a big deal. Without water vapour, there would arguably be very little greenhouse effect. But water vapour and some carbon dioxide are perfectly okay, normal. The issues that we're having are things like nitrous oxide, methane, carbon monoxide. And as you increase the amount of carbon dioxide, there is a direct correlation with the temperatures. So, is the greenhouse effect bad? No, because it maintains favourable temperatures for life on Earth. It means that our effective surface temperature is around about 15 degrees instead of very much lower than that. However, we've got an increased emission of greenhouse gases due to the combustion of fossil fuels, and the increase of this greenhouse effect leads to global temperatures increasing overall. And this is referred to as global warming. If the global temperatures continue to rise, then sea levels rise because continental ice melts, continental rainfall falls, and there could be radical climate change. So it is a big deal, and we need to think about some of the consequences and how we measure all of this.